We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Omad Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Ayin Omad Aleph. Zog to Gemara. Amri Nardoi, it's a new sugya, a sugya of Orkasa, happens to be a very big sugya in the Rishonim, in the Mechamas Hashem, which is in the back, is from the Ramban, has the Pshat and sugya. We learn sugya like Rashi, and some of the Rashi is too pshat, we're going to go like Rashi's Iker Pshat. Amri Nardoi, Loi Kasvina Orkasa Matatli. Orkasa is a Ksav Hashah. That means, if I have a din Torah with someone, and I can't make it, so I want to send someone else to go. The problem is, he doesn't have the power of attorney. So we give him a orkasa, harshah, which means I write that I'm giving you all the schusim in that item, let's say that metaltalim we're talking about here. I write all the schusim are belong to you, and therefore you can fight for me because you're the Baal Dava now. So our doyen say, you don't write an orkasa metaltalim. Why not? Because not pershusa. It's not right now, it's not Rashusha, it's in someone else's hands. So you have no way to make a kinyan and give it over to him because it's not Rashusha. So what are we talking about here? So Raja was mashma, we're talking about a case of a regular pekadon. That means if I have a pekadon by a shomer and I want someone to pick it off of me, so if someone stam a guy goes, I'm not giving it to you, you're not the owner. So I give him a rasha, make you the owner. So Zokhtar Adai, you can't do it because it's not in your Rashus. Of them, Frank Taisvis, like we spoke out in yesterday's shir, that it's a voyer in the Gemara that by a shomer, yichayif a kefil, so that means, yichayif kefil to the Bailam, means that the Bailam owns it even by the shomer. So why can I give over our Shah there? Therefore, Taisvis learns, they're talking about it was stolen. Look at Taisvis of Ramas Veloy. Dafka amataltlam de gazle, amataltlam de vekodun kasvinon. Argues on Rashi and holds that dafka. Now, Rashi is not clear, but Rashi, the Mashmoyis and Rashi is talking about a pekadon. Maybe you have to matchik Rashi, and some are matchik Rashi. Huh? No, we have. There's a guy who stole something, and now we know who the guy is. We identified him, but I can't make it to wherever to Mexico through. Huh? That's Einar Beshusa. It's called Einar Beshusa. The Baal's not Miayish. He's not Miayish. It belongs to the Baalim, but it's the Einar Beshusa. Einar Beshusa, you can't give it over, like we said by Hektish. Einar Beshusa. It's not in your Rishus. Give it to Shlod. Huh? Yeah, that's what we're speaking out. Because that's what he's saying. We spoke out in yesterday's shir that what's the halach of a ganav steals from a shomer? Do you pay kefil to the Baalim? Yes. What do you mean? It's not Beshusa. Terry says, no, that's called Beshusa because the shomer is watching it for him. But a gazel is not watching it for you, he stole it. So, Pashto Tomer Gazlin, that's Tosfos Klar, Rashi has Mashmoy, he's talking about a Nemon, it says he calls it, but we'll teach Rashi also some kind of Maisa of Gzela, that's what we're talking about. So, you can't write a Shtar HaShah Amitatlam, because you can't give it over. Omer Rav Ashi Lameima, my time, what's the reason? Omer Lem, Shindor Rav Yechlan, because Rav Yechlan Shita, Omer Rav Yechlan Gezav, and Yishtar HaShah Bailam, someone stole something, and the Bailam was not Miyayish, Neim and Yechim Lakdash, both the Gazlin, and the owner cannot be makdashes. Zelafish and Ishloi. This is this guy because it's not his. The gazlan because it's not his. Vizeh, and the owner fish and Mishusha because it's not his possession. So that's why you can't write an orkasa matatli. Ikid Amri, a different lashon. Amri Adoy, look at Svina orkasa matatli, the kafre. Avada, a regular matatlim, you could write an orkasa. But you can't write an orkasa matatlim where the, let's say, the gazlan or the shomer was kafer on it. Taima, the kafre. Only because he was kaifer, the Mechzik Shikra. Because if the guy says he doesn't have it, then I write a Shtar HaShah to you, say, you know, here, I'm giving this to you, the thing that he has, I'm giving it to you. He doesn't have it. He says he doesn't have it. There's Mechzik Shikra, so you can't write an orkasa. Avaloi Kafre Kasinan. But if the guy who's holding the pekadon, or the gazan's holding the item, is not being kaifer, then Kasvinan. Then you will write the Shtar HaShah. I can ask me, what happened to Rabbi Yechon? It's any of a Shusai. So Zok Toisvis, Toich Dvarav, that you can write a Hashah attack for the second Lashon. It's only the Tekant Rabbanon that you can write a Hashah. V'amri Nardoi, Orkasod like Sivbei, a Shtar Hashah doesn't say in it, Zildoin, go to the Din Torah, Uzechi, and Bizoicha in the Din Torah, V'apik Nafsheich, and take it for yourself. Les Be Mashasha. The only way the Shtar Hashah works, only if I tell you, you could keep it. It's yours. My time is no Omalei Heich, because if it's not for you, the guy that the nitva, the guy who has the chayfitz, and say la valdvarm diat, you're not a valdvarm here. What do you have over here? You have something a shliach? What are you? La valdvia. Therefore, you have to write in the hashah. It belongs to you, and that's the only way the hashah works. Omar abaya v'iksiv ve'lemechta shesharavia. If you write that I'm giving him a portion of it, it's also enough. Because me to start dina apalga, since he's a valdvar, he got me that half. M'shtar dina lakula. He can already go to the entire on the whole item. Omar Meima says, So when we go Rashi second pshat here, Omar Meima, it hafas them afkirimnei. Since we just machadish to you that you have to write in the Ashah that you are the owner, you're getting it for yourself. So if you keep it for yourself, then loy mafkirimnei, you don't take away from him because the ma'isa, it's his. You wrote in the Ashah, it's his. So if he keeps it, you don't take away from him. Rav Ashi Omar, no. Kiven the kasvis lay called the Misani Mendina Kabilis Lai, since you write in Darash Tahar Shah, by the way, for all expenses and the court expenses, I will pay it. So then Shliach Shavya. So it's clearly in there that I'm making you a Shliach. It's very clear, Echrav Darash Shah says it goes to you, but it's very clear that I made you a Shliach because I said I'm taking all expenses and therefore I could take it away from you. Ve'ikid Omar, some say, that's shut v'shavya. By saying I'm a kabbal, the expenses doesn't mean that the owner owns everything. I'm a shut of elise. L'mayin afkimina, l'mitas palga. The shliach can at least take half because it still says on one hand it's his, on the other hand it's saying I'm kabbal the court expenses. Okay, so we're shut v'm. But at least you take half. What's the halacha? The halachasa shliach shavya. The halacha l'mayis is that you can't take anything because once I wrote that in the star, it's clearly a shliach. And even though I wrote also in the Ashtar HaShah that it's yours to keep, taking it for yourself, that is only in order for you to do the Din Torah. But Avad, I made you a Shliach, and it stated clearly that you have to give it afterwards to me, and therefore Allah is you cannot keep even half for yourself. That's Allah Lamaisa. And again, this sugi is a Shver Sugi of Orkasa. There are other Rishayim, we learned with Rashi's Mahalach, that's how we learned the Gemara. Let's see the Mishnah at least. Talk to Mishnah. Someone did a Gneva, two Edom watched him do the Gneva. The same two Edom saw, he did either shechting or selling. Even two other Edom saw the sale. That means two Edom are being made on the Gneva, two Edom are made on the sale. You pay Dal Vahay. And we'll see the Chiddush is Gabi Ashayla of Chatzi Dava. That the Edom here are not saying a whole thing, only saying one Edom is only saying he stole, only saying about the sale. But still, the Lach is Yechayev Dal Vahay. Gonav a mocha of a Shabbos, if you stole and sold something on Shabbos. So here you weren't over a deraisa issa on Shabbos. So there's no common rabbi. If you would have shechted on Shabbos, you can't be chayav for that because you chayav misa. But here, gonav a mocha of a Shabbos. Or gonav a mocha of a zara. You sold a zara. If you shechted a zara, it's a deraisa, it's a chayav misa. But here you sold a zara. So it'll be chayav dalve in that case. Also, gonav a tavach in a kipurim. You also, even if you were tavach in a kipurim, it's a chorus, it's not an iser. Chiyav Misa, so we'll see, this man Yom will hold that you stole Chayiv for Gneva. Gonav Mishal Aviv, someone stole from his father, V'tavach HaMacha, and he shechted it and sold it, or sold it, V'achah Mesa Aviv, after his father died, so he pays Dal Vehei, because when he stole it, it didn't belong to him. But we'll see in the next Mishnah that if he did it after his father died, so then it belongs to him already, there's no Chiyav Tavach HaMacha, because he's a part Yerush. Gonav V'tavach, let's say he stole it, then he shechted it, and then v'achahichdish, then he was makdish it. Because when he stole it and shechted it, it belonged to the owner, whatever, even though it was Yiddish, but it didn't belong to hechdish, therefore he chayiv da'al v'hei. But if the hechdish would be before a tavach, then he would not be chayiv da'al v'hei. That's the next mission we'll speak out. Ganav v'tavach l'refuah l'klavim. If you stole it and you shechted it, not to eat, but for refuah, for healing purposes, or for the dogs, so maybe you're having is not a shechita, no, you chayiv. Or a sheikh and it's treifa, he shechted and turned out a treifa, I can't eat it because it's treifa. Or a sheikh chulun ba'azara, which also makes it asa bahana. All these cases in the shalom, the sumer baba chamisha, you pay dal behe. It's a good shechita and you chay. Rav Shimon poit v'shneilu. Rav Shimon pat is the last two. Why the last two? Because the last two are called the shechita she'eno re'uya. It's not re'uya, that shechita, because it's a shechita that's treifa, so you couldn't eat it. Or a chulun ba'azara, you can't eat it. Therefore, shechita she'eno re'uya. Masha'inkin, the first two cases, refua and klavim, where he shechts up a healing of a klavim, there he's masking yichayev, because that is called shechita ruya. Who cares? If you want to eat it, you can eat it. I mean, I didn't do it for that purpose, but since it was a good shechita, so vadi yichayev for gonav v'tavach. Again, so the halacha in our mishnah, you steal and either you sell it or shecht yichayev dal v'hei. And we went through all different cases that you are chayev dal v'hei, because there's no common rabbine, and because it's a good shechita, and so on and so forth. It's not hektish. And next mishnah will say opposite cases to bring out. But the ikka chiddush is that every case has a chiddush. And the first discussion of the Gemara will be the shaila of chatzi davar.